Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to choose a county to send offers.
Well, that sounds easy. Piece of cake, right?
All week is frequently asked question week. And this is our number two or number three most popular question. And I'll tell you, we cover it in great detail in the Cash Flow from Land or Land Academy 1.0 program, but it's still, for whatever reason, it's not clear. So we're here to clear it up.
You know, I think it is clear, but you know, it's still, how do I say this? It needs to be talked about a lot. There's a lot to it. It's not like, well, you know, geometry, have a nice day. Come on, there's a whole semester on geometry.
Sure.
So I think like this is one of those topics that kind of deserves a semester, or at least more than just one pass by, because this is a defining moment in your investment career.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if that's not really the right term, but this is one of the most crucial aspects of your investment career is pricing these offers. So the more that we talk about it, the more that we cover it, the better.
Now, this is about finding a county, and I agree with you.
Oh, excuse me.
I took a sailing class a lot of years ago. You know, I don't know if you've listened to the show, you know, I'm an avid boater. And this was so far long ago, and it was in Michigan, so it was during the winter, so we couldn't, there was no hands-on, we were just in a class. And so for weeks and weeks, we would go on Saturday to get my boating license, and all we did was talking about, this is how you put up a sail, this is how you take a sail down, this is what you do. After a while, it's like, you know what, I'd really like to put the sail up, actually put it up. I think this topic, and a lot of topics with real estate investing, there's only so much talk you can have before you have to actually put the sale up or actually send a mailer out. Choose a county and send a mailer out. And I was going to save this for, I'm following up on Jill, I was going to save this for later, but you have to sit there and tell yourself, it's okay if you fail at this the first time.
Right.
Or even the second time. Jill and I just got a heartfelt email from a very successful, who's now a successful member, saying, look, I failed at this twice. I failed at sending my first two mailers out. I scheduled a consulting call with you guys. We worked on it, and I just pushed through and figured it out, which, by the way, is very uncommon. If
right.
you follow our instructions, you're going to do okay. But for whatever reason, he didn't. It doesn't matter. His situation, it worked out great for him. But I think more than actually learning how, this is a compliment to you.
Okay.
More than actually learning how to send pick a county and send the mail out mechanically, anybody can do that. You can learn that in a weekend. You have to have the right attitude. And that's what Jill brings to the table. You have to have the right attitude, and you have to sit there and say in the mirror, it's okay if I fail at this. It's not that big of a deal. But that's for the topic after the question. Before we actually get into the real topic, and Jill talks about what she's writing down right now, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jordan asks, has anyone ever considered or tried using direct mail to sell a property? If so, what criteria do you use to mail to the people that are most likely to buy? I was thinking of mailing every property owner within a mile radius or so. Then maybe everyone who has purchased any property within a five mile radius within the last year.
These are all good.
They may be anyone who has purchased similar vacant land parcels within 10 miles throughout the last year. Thoughts?
Yes, here are my thoughts. Any creative way to sell property is absolutely worth a try, especially because of the way the internet is and the way times are and how fast we move through what's new and what's not these days. I would absolutely try it. We have a person who has made a whole career out of directly mailing people within the immediate area of a property that he's purchased and does it very successfully. So, yes. I would people who have purchased a property within like 5 mile radius or 10 mile radius within the last year. No, I think that's just my gut.
Yeah, I wouldn't get that detailed.
This is just my gut because our whole premise is, and it's right, it's correct. Just hit everybody.
Yeah.
Hit everybody within a mile or 2 mile radius. And I'll tell you what else is going to happen. Get ready. Put your hat on. Put your helmet on, because what's going to really happen is that you're going to find more sellers.
Yeah. That's usually what happens. Yeah. More people come forward with other things. So
in Land Academy 2.0, I actually provide the documents that we use to do this, the actual documents.
Exactly. Love it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Today's topic. Today's topic is how to choose a county to send offers.
I meant to say county.
This is the meat of the show.
I know. I meant to say county. Well, you know, because this whole week are all really crucial things. Choosing a county, important. Pricing the offers, important. These are all huge, huge, huge things. So, and for some reason, people have this conception that it only works in certain counties. There's a secret list of counties.
Oh, I love this, where you're going with this.
They think that it's saturated now, by the way, because we all know what the good counties are and we're all doing them. So it's not going to work. So there's a lot of mixed conceptions out there. And so I love this topic. One of the things that I love sharing with people who just find us is that we are here to help and teach you to go do it in other areas that we've never touched upon. And it's, I guess the whole thing is it really does work. I mean, that's the whole thing. We're not here saying, you know, we do have steps to this process, but our steps are, here's what we look at. Here's the criteria. You know, everything that we're doing right now, you notice we're never going to sit and say, offer a flat amount. We're telling you a strategic way to do this. And it's the same with picking a county. You need to know strategically, what are you looking for? A population that looks kind of like what? Not, we're never going to say, your population should be between X amount and Y and give you a number. We're not going to do that. That doesn't make any sense. But if you know if it's a percentage and you kind of have an idea of what triggers to look for now, and that's what this whole show is about. I know you're going to get into it. Now you can go replicate this all over the country. You could do it in Georgia. You could do it in Alaska. You can do it in Maine. You could do it in Florida. You know, and that's what's happening. And by the way, 44 counties in the country. You're gonna, and think about the number of properties. You're never gonna hit them all.
Yeah, let's start with that. There's 3,144 counties/parishes in the country. There is 150 million properties. I have it all broken down by zip code. Quite honestly, it's coming. I will be releasing it in January with our House Academy program, which really takes a scientific approach to that. Picking a county this is for rural vacant land only. This isn't for info lots. This is not, if you listen to the land types, the show yesterday, we talk about the types of land you can purchase, and this only applies to rural vacant land. You want to go to we set up a website called countywise.com. Go to that site and take a look at the census population density maps. They're all color-coded, and the darkest green ones are the most rural. The key is to find a county that's in green for rural vacant land and follow the pricing steps that we've talked about on other shows and in our program. And that's how you pick a county. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
And then there's other triggers that you share, which I love, that you look, there's things that you look at. They're not deal breakers, but you have other good triggers.
Yes, so here's a couple more. In the program, there's a three-step process. That's step one. Step two is take a look at the history of the county's tax auctions or tax, back tax property. In general, this is like not that. Completely true, because I can't reiterate this enough. This works in every county. Pricing is a variable. But in general, for rural vacant land to get a huge bargain, the more back tax property that is kind of flowed through the county, and then the better off you're going to be purchasing really inexpensive property. I will tell you this. It's going to be harder to sell it. You know, the people that choose the best counties and price their mailage properly and send it out, get a little creative. They choose counties that are not so dark green that they're, you know, it's 1.2 people per square mile. They're a little bit closer to civilization. Mm-hmm. and they're a little bit more expensive.
And people want to hang onto their land a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is good.
They're easier to sell then, too.
Exactly. I love it. Like, one of the things I know people think, like, should I just go and look and see where there's available property? And if there's a lot of property, buy it. Or if there's not a lot of property, buy it. There's different variables to that. So,
well, I should, let me real quickly finish the third step. Okay. The third step is to go out on the internet on Land and Farm or Land Watch or any land site. Joe and I own a site called Land Pin, which is all of our members. So that's not necessarily the best gauge. If you want to see what people are doing, what our members are doing and where they're killing it, go on to Land Pin.
Exactly.
Like a completed sales, perfect situation, to, mm-hmm. like research. But go out to these websites and see how many properties are for sale. Mm-hmm. I always pick on Mojave County, Arizona, because Mojave County is very rural. It's close to Las Vegas. It has a tremendous amount of history with back tax subdivision property. But it doesn't pass number three, which is how many properties are for sale. There's thousands and thousands of properties. So you're entering into a huge competitive space for Mojave County if you go there and buy property for $1,000 and expect it to sell it for $5,000 to $10,000.
Right.
You're going to be disappointed.
Exactly.
You have to get a little bit more creative. There's art and science to this. Mm-hmm. Maybe more art than science. You know, I would love if what Jill said earlier, if that were true. If you do X, between an X and Y, and this fits it, and this fits it, and this fits it. You know, that's just not the case.
That would be great, but no, it's not that way.
This is for rural vacant land only. Mm-hmm. For other types of land, specifically infill lots, which is what we talk about in 2.0, it's all science.
Right.
It's all fit the puzzle into the pieces into the puzzle.
Exactly. I love it.
Join us next time. Where we discuss 5-minute land due diligence, Jill style.
And we answer your questions posted on landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Talk to
that me. Question. Again, it's frequently asked question.
It is.
Is very, very tough for people to understand who are super, super brand new.
Yeah. They think that, are you just going to, didn't you just tell me?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I could pick it for you, but I'm not doing you any good.
This works.
You need to learn how to do this for yourself because you're going to find diamonds out there that I didn't find.
This concept of sending offers, Jill and I have sent millions and millions, probably 10 million offers out since the 90s. It works for every single product type.
It does.
Every single product type and every single type of land, houses, commercial property. Exactly. It's all a matter of pricing.
Bingo.
So if you want to scrape the bottom, there are super rural counties are where to do that. If you want to spend a little bit more and maybe sell it for a little bit more, a little bit faster, now you're coming back into the urban areas. And then if you really want to kill it with infill lots, like we talk about in 2.0, you're going to spend some money, but you're going to make some money and you sell it a lot faster because now you have a usable commodity that's very obvious to home builders.
Ding, ding. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're watching. Maybe you're our listener, wherever you're listening, and you might be watching us on YouTube, which is cool too. But wherever you are, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.